talk about developing, oops, sorry, that's not it, is ACBC certification, right? The process of becoming certified. I've had a number of you guys ask this, and I apologize. I probably should have put this on in the beginning of our in module one, and didn't think about it. And so we'll go through it now. And it's not on the screen, but your notes should have everything that I have on here. And I've done that with a couple of different lessons today because I knew there was going to be a lot of people missing, and sometimes filling in blanks and stuff like that can be hard. So right now, phase one, you guys are in phase one, which is learning. It's learning, observing, and doing some outside reading. It's a fundamentals training course. Counseling observations and outside reading. The fundamentals training course, that's what we're doing right now. Okay, so when we finish, you will have all of your fundamental stuff done. And then once this is done, then you have 4 years to complete the rest of phases one and two. Okay, so it's not like, okay, we're done and now start taking your exams. But you can. Okay, but you have up to 4 years to do it. Observations. Observe 10 biblical counseling sessions in action to learn from ACBC certified members. You can do that. There are videos for that. And they're good. That's what I did. I did videos because there was no other biblical counselors around. So I watched videos. But I would say that it's better to observe. Is to sit in the room and hear. Wendy, you've done that a little bit. What is your thoughts about that? Maybe if you can share, or Tammy or Sandy or somebody else.
I found it very helpful because we're in
Yeah, yeah, much better than just watching a video. Yeah, yeah. Anybody else want to share that's done any observing? Yeah, Tammy, go ahead. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So the good thing is now is you can, you know, observe me or Rebecca or Janky and soon Sandy. So Sandy has just entered her final phase, finished her exams and stuff like that. So if you choose to purchase the videos, then I just listed some prices. IBCD is $150. Faith Church 89 and Masters is $125. So you're welcome to do that, but it's up to you. Outside reading. Reading required to read 1,000 pages or more from the resources found in the addendum. And so I put those in there. Some of your reading is already done because of the requirements of OIC. Instruments in the Redeemer's Hand is one of those books. Some of the other ones, even that you've been talking about in here, are books. I have most of those books in our library or in my library at the office. All right, so any questions on phase one? So you're in phase one now. OIC does the phase one training, right? That's what we've been going through. Yeah, Amy.
Or
Yeah. So for OIC, then you'd have to do, yeah. So we're the training center. And so, yeah, you'd have to do the counseling to get the OIC certificate. I'm pretty sure of that. So I actually had an email sent to them just recently about that. I hadn't heard back from them yet. So OIC is an official training center of ACBC. Yep, yep. And then phase two. Phase two is the exams and evaluations. So, and I know I just written it really quickly here, but complete your theology and counseling exams. You go, that's pretty easy. But here are the ideas here. So the ACBC exams are comprised of 44 essay-style questions on theology and counseling. Each answer should be 1 to 1.5 pages long. You will complete these open book tests at your own pace, then submit them to ACBC for grading. Your exams are graded on a pass, rewrite, or fatal error basis. You don't want the fatal error, okay? Your grader will likely suggest revisions on your exams, okay? Do you hear that? Your grader will likely suggest revisions on your exams and will give tips to help you deepen your understanding. This is an excellent opportunity to humbly grow in your understanding of many important topics. So listen, this is where I think as a ministry we excel, okay? When I did my ACBC exams, I had probably 6 rewrites in there. I don't remember how many I had, but I think I had 6 rewrites to do, which wasn't a big deal. I mean, I needed help with them. I didn't understand so many of the concepts. When Rebecca took her exams, I told her, I said, send them to me, and then I'll look at them, and then you can send them to ACBC from there. So we had a number of rewrites, or maybe want to clarify this or whatever, that I gave to Rebecca. And then she submitted her exams and she had no rewrites, which to me, I was like really proud of. I'm like, yes, you know, I was helpful in that. And then Janky filled out did her exams and sent them to me, and I just didn't have time to look at them. So I asked Rebecca, you know, the middle school teacher, if she would do it. And so Rebecca did Janky's. And again, same idea, right? There was still rewrites to do. But when she sent them to the final for actual grading, there were no rewrites. Okay, same thing is true with Sandy. Mindy as well? Did Mindy have? I don't think Mindy had any rewrites either. So you're having rewrites, but but they're from us, if that makes sense, right? So I think it's really good. Yeah, Rebecca.
I can remember Mindy's exams because her theology questions were oh so gorgeous.
Yeah.
And the only thing I really said to her about her counseling question answers were, these are supposed to be 1 to 1.5 pages long. What you have written is only 1/2 to 3/4 of a page. Go back and expound on the ideas some more.
Yeah.
And she submitted whatever she wrote. She didn't send it back to me. But whatever she wrote, it passed.
Yeah. Yeah. Amy.
So when you say exams, is it like you do one question and send it off?
No. So you do them all. And I put them on here. After the approved reading list, so page 8, so this is the theology exam here. So look at number 4, for instance, on the theology exam. Define general revelation and special revelation, and describe the nature of their authority as well as their relationship to one another. What's general revelation? Yeah, creation, right? Yeah, so you look up at stars, the heavens declare the glory of God. Okay, what's special revelation?
Supernatural.
Okay, supernatural in the sense of what? It's God's word. No, it's God's word. That's special revelation. So now let's compare. General revelation, does it have the authority that God's word has? Right. It's just showing you how great God is. Right? But yeah, but authority comes from God's word. You could take special revelation and say, what about healings and miracles and speaking in tongues and interpretation of tongues and stuff like that? Is that authoritative?
No.
So you'll have to, so that would be then potentially general revelation, right? So you're going to have to describe like why, you know, somebody coming into your church and speaking in tongues, like how will you then take that and say whether that's true or not? Well, you have to compare it to special revelation, to scripture, right? Well, if I have to compare it to scripture, why do I need that? Okay. You have to write on that for a page and a half. Okay. Everyone. Yeah. 24. But let me tell you, and those that have taken their exams or started them, listen, it's one of the best things you'll ever do. Right, Rebecca, go ahead. I know you got something to say. We talked about it yesterday.
I was going to talk about doing the exams made me examine my faith.
Yes.
Not with a magnifying glass, but with a microscope.
Yeah. Now, why would ACBC do that? Why is this such a stringent requirement? What do you think? Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
If I'm not secure in my faith and my knowledge of God, I can't help someone else.
Right. Right. And then what kind of homework will you give if your authority is not in the Word of God? If your authority is in special revelation or I saw this really good movie. You got to watch this movie, right? Anybody can do that. We're biblical counselors. But ACBC, they want to know, listen, if you're going to wear our label, right, you've got to have good theology. You have to have sound theology. Not just believe the right things, but know why you believe the right things, right? And then how your right things compare to wrong things. Right? You've got to know that. You've got to be able to counsel biblically. And so I took a Psych 101 class at Liberty University a number of years ago, and I absolutely like destroyed the class, like just. This is false or whatever. It's probably arrogant in there. But I ended up acing the class, right? And because I aced the class, they gave me a 2-year membership under the American Psychological Association. Or those Christian, some of the Christian psychological, whatever it was. But 2 years. Psych 101. I didn't even agree with what their conclusions were. And I got a 2-year membership. And then after 2 years, they said I could renew it for like next to nothing. Like, I didn't want it in the first place. So ACBC, their requirements are stringent, and they should be. What's that? Mm-hmm. Yes, for their organization. ACBC is not that. It's going to be hard. Okay, I'll just put it out there. The great thing for you guys is you have so many resources. I've got the books in the library. We have Rebecca and now Janky and soon Sandy that you can utilize all of us. Like we really genuinely want to bring biblical counseling to our local church community.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 You can. Yeah, you can. The best way to do them is exactly how you're going to turn them in. I think the way I did mine is I did mine all on separate documents, and then once I was satisfied with them, I copy-pasted into a different document, into one document.
I did mine all on separate documents, and I did not do them in order. I did the ones I felt comfortable with first. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. And there were some of them that took me months.
Yeah.
But I finally got there.
Yeah.
But I did the ones that were easiest for me first. So I had 8 answers done now.
Yeah.
And this was about 4 months in.
And I would ask you.
I will tell you that Sandy and Jackie wrote a whole lot faster than I did. It took me 3 years. They did theirs in a year or less.
And I did mine start to finish in 6 months. Not just the exams, but also the last phase of supervision and everything. It was done in 6 months. So. Yes. Yeah. And I didn't have a job. So, so that was my job. But like the theology exam, honestly, I just wrote it. I wrote my theology exam, and then I went back and I found sources that I would use these sources because I had to, but I just found sources that agreed with me and I cited those sources. Yeah, but so it wasn't the theology exam for me was piece of cake, and for a lot of you guys it would be really easy. AJ, for you, you would write it, like you could, you know, most of these concepts you've dealt with and stuff like that. So the counseling side though, that will be harder. Although it'll be easier for you than it was for me because you guys have done counseling. Yeah, Amy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's more. Yeah. I think it might even be on the where it talks about the exam itself. Oh, no. Yeah.
Formatting instructions, pasted them into my email, and sent them back.
Yeah, yeah.
It needs to be in Times New Roman font, 1.5 spacing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they can read all that, but right, there's a format, and you just do that.
If it's not formatted correctly, I don't even read it.
Yeah, because they're going to send it back if it's not formatted correctly. So
the first thing you need to do is make sure you formatted it correctly, because nobody's going to read it if you don't.
Yeah. So the exam questions are in your notes. Some of them you'll be able to answer today. Other ones you just have to do a little bit of research or reading to do that. It's a $100 grading fee. That's what the website said, which is very cheap. And as a church, like if you were part of our church and you asked, like we'll pay that. It's such a great resource for us as a church. So. All right, phase 3 is supervision. Supervision is 50 sessions of supervised counseling with an ACBC fellow. Okay, 50 sessions. So each of these 50 sessions have to be at least 1 hour in length. That is never my problem. Okay, you must counsel under the authority of your local church leadership. So this is where some churches, some people have a really difficult time. And it's one of the reasons that we require, or we invite to this training pastors, because you know if You know, let's say if Rebecca is going to some other local church, she goes through our training, and then she's ready for supervision. You know, one of the questions or one of the things they're going to do is have the pastor or elders sign off that she's a member in good standing, and she will be counseling under the authority of the local church elders. Now, some churches will not do that. Okay, I can name a number, and I don't think that's true now, but First Baptist used to not allow for it. So we had a number of ladies who had more training than I had, but they couldn't counsel anybody because the local church didn't believe in it. Okay, but I think they do now. So they've changed that. Counseling supervision is often completed remotely via email and telephone. That's how I did mine. That's how Rebecca did hers. That's why I'm in grad school now, is because I want to be a fellow so I can certify our people, right? So, but all of them are good. And if you get to that point, we'll tell you when you get to that point, don't look for, when you're trying to find a supervisor, don't look for Nicholas Allen, don't Brad Bigney, all those big names, they don't have time. Okay, I promise you they don't have time. Yeah, Sandy's going through that now. Find somebody who doesn't have a website, doesn't have a big following, isn't a book writer. Those guys will be more available. Everybody looks at the other ones. Oh, you do? Who's your? Okay. Sweet. Awesome. At least 10 sessions must be with the same counselor. Counselee, sorry. Audio record a minimum of 5 sessions to review and discuss with your supervising fellow. And they'll, there's a form to fill out. There's all kinds of stuff, but they'll tell you that. And the 50 sessions must be completed within a year. Yeah. So I was doing like 4 or 5 days a week, with 1 or 2 each time, each day. So, here's the thing. And fellows may charge up to $800 for supervision. Okay. Yeah, it's $1,000 for you. No, it's probably a couple years away still. So,
yeah. Counsel, they're working for less than minimum wage.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're putting some hours in.
Yep. But it's just, and there are more people wanting certification than there are fellows able to handle the loads. So, it's a big deal. So, all right. Any questions on the pathway to ACBC certification? Yes, Cindy. Yes, so there's counseling exams and theology ones. So when you add them all together. 24, yeah. Is it 24, 20? Okay, yeah, 24. So when I did it, it was 50-something, 54 or 56 or something like that. But I will say this, your questions are harder than the ones I had. So, all right. Cool. All right, let's take a few minutes, and then we'll start with identifying, confirming future soul care providers. Mm-hmm.